This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Your God is a good God. Your God is also full of love. Very kind God. Sometimes, you know, because our earthly fathers, sometimes, you know, they make mistakes. And they've given us some times, you know, they give us a wrong impression of what a father used to do, was to reveal God as a father. The Bible talks about the fathers of our flesh and also the fathers of our spirits. It's talking about our earthly father and also our heavenly father. You need to know who your father is. In the Old Testament, given not a complete expression of the Father. Saw God as God. The one that came down upon Mount Sinai. So powerful. No one could get close to him. The God of judgment. Very powerful God. The one that sits in heaven and doeth all the things, whatever he likes to do. When Jesus Christ came, he revealed another side of God to us. I want us to see the book of Psalm 145. And then we'll see, look at what the force of love did for us. Psalm 145 from verse 6 says, "And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness." So let me say that the Lord is good. He says, "And shall sing of thy righteousness." Verse 8. The Lord is gracious. Have you seen it there? It's full of compassion. Slow to anger. And of great mercy. This is your Father. Full of compassion, slow to anger, gracious, and of great mercy. And our God is a God that can never change. He remains the same. I want us to celebrate our Father again this morning and give him our praise. Help me celebrate Baba God. Help me celebrate Baba God. God is full of grace. Help me celebrate Baba God. Help me celebrate Baba God. He's slow to anger. Help me celebrate Baba God. He's great in mercy. Merciful. Help me celebrate Baba God. Help me celebrate him. He's full of love. He's full of love. The Bible says, "For God is love." God is love. That is who he is. That is your Father. Hallelujah. Help me celebrate God again one more time. You can go ahead and I'm blessing in your own language. Go ahead and bless him in your own name. Go ahead and just bless him. Say, Baba, you have been wonderful to me. He's our Heavenly Father, but he's also your Father. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus, mighty name. Bless the name of the Lord. I want you to also know your Father as you might be seated. We just take a prayer, just 2 prayer points, and then we share the word. Thank you. Thank you. I have a friend when we were growing up, and I became, you know, used to go to his house, and very close with the family, and I knew his dad. So when I gave my life to Christ, I was just, you know, and the father was dying. So because of the great love I have for my friend and for the family, and it was from the other religion, so I quickly, you know, wanted to just go there and to preach Christ to him before he died or something. You know, wanted to take care of him. Even, first of all, to even find a solution to pray for him, and also, you know, take care of the medicals and things like that. And my friend, while I was trying to care for the dad, not allow the father to die, got drugs for him, you know, the doctors and all that, and also got someone who could relate with him. I went and got a pastor at that level who could relate with him, who also understand, you know, the mindset of the people there, and an evangelist who had worked in the northern part of Nigeria and had moved with Muslims. So I took him there. Please, let's minister to this man. So I ministered to him. He received Christ. He was about 80 something years old, close to 90 then. And I lodged him there on the sick bed. The son did not know what was happening. But while we were trying to take care of his dad, I discovered that he was not even interested. He said, just let him just die. Let him just leave him alone. And then I asked him why. You know, I was wondering why. One of the things that happened to him, you know, he has a mark on his body. He refused to forgive his father. His father got angry one time and took hot iron and burnt him. He left that mark. He was so, and he's been bitter, carried this thing for very long, that while his father was dying, he just said, please, just let, just okay. We have many children who are hurting. We also have fathers who are so hurting. Maybe you are here today, for example, and your father, and your sons or your daughters have disappointed you. And one of the ministers of our Lord Jesus Christ, one of the things that God wants to do, if you read the book of Malachi, is to turn the hearts of the fathers towards their children so that there will be reconciliation.
where people have been seriously hurt by their parents, and where parents also, fathers that are hurting. A young girl went and got married, got pregnant. Her father told her, don't do this, after his own, she abandoned the whole place and disgraced the man. I've seen where a father has crossed a girl. And these things are real. So we have many fathers that are hurting. One of the prayers I pray this morning, the precious name of Jesus, that God will bring comfort. Hallelujah. How many of you agree with me for that? Because we have a Heavenly Father who is slow to anger, who is full of grace and full of mercy. Some parents are still holding things against their own very children. I want us to pray for reconciliation by the Holy Spirit. And one of the things I trust after this service, what will happen, that some of us who have offended our fathers will go and call them and love them and apologize. Also, fathers that have been hurt, why some of them, they've invested so much in us, and then we'll grow up to be a contradiction of everything that they have done. Campaign the heart. But there is a relief, a comfort of the Holy Spirit that brings about total restoration, because there has to be a connection. I had a friend that the father put a curse on him. We were there in Kaduna. The man was angry, and this man was a very good man. And there, we're so close, we go to his house. Very liberal man. Tall, huge, big. He prospered so well, but he was an illiterate. So he has a son. That son was my friend. It's my friend. Sent him to school, exposed him, gave him the best as the scion of the family, thinking that he was investing in him so he could cover his back. And then I saw this, my friend. He was having cash anyhow, money flowing. You know what he did? He took the daddy's check, because he's the one that writes. Daddy could not write, so the bank. And then he went, wrote, the daddy should write, you know, maybe wanted like 250,000 naira, go to the bank. He would put 2.5 million or something. And he had the check, extra check he was writing, until they called in the bank, because the man was well known. He got so furious, it was not easy. Some of us with our parents with broken trust, cheated them. A lady wanted to marry one man, and the father said, no, you cannot marry from this religion over my dead body. You can't. She went and feigned pregnancy and said she was already pregnant for the man. There's nothing they can do. The father cried every night for many years. So we have fathers that are hurting. Some of them are spiritual fathers, maybe not biological fathers. We have spiritual fathers. Who that God has sent into your life to be your father. Some of them, we've gone behind them and we stabbed them, said bad things against them. People that God has brought us into covenant with. Instead of covering them, we'll expose their weakness and say evil things concerning them. It hurts. After the service, as the Holy Spirit is laying it in your heart. Recall. Some of them are your guardians. Some of them came to your life, you never knew them. Never knew them. God just brought them into your life. It was God that brought them into your life so they could be a blessing to you. You have no blood connection with them, no family connection, sometimes not even social connection, not even class connection. But then they just chose that, well, let me be a blessing unto this person and I'll take up some responsibilities. It's not as if they are fools. You know, sometimes when these things happen in churches, sometimes recipients of those blessings might look at those people and say, hey, this person is just being a fool. Some people are committed to you not because of you, but because of God, and because it is God that has instructed them. We have people who understand that. They understand the fatherhood, the concept of fatherhood. And some of us, we've hurt them badly. He will call and be a blessing to them. Let there be reconciliation. Can somebody please help me say amen? So you say that you should be like your heavenly Father. You know, He makes the sun to rain, to shine on the godly and the ungodly, and also the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. You'll be like your Father. You extend love to them. Some people are unlovable. Some fathers are unlovable. Remember the story of the father in Yahya, who was impregnating his own very daughter, and she was committing abortion for him about four times. It was in the news. I don't know how that kind of process. It will take the Holy Spirit to forgive the father, because she has completely, the concept of father who has completely been messed up in her. But today, you must be like your heavenly Father and release them. Hallelujah. So that there will be reconciliation. We have fathers that have disappointed us. After getting married to our mom, we started to grow up. And then he brought another woman into the house. And then we became nobody in the house. We were ostracized. We have people who have gone through such situations, and because of that, they are hurting. I was counseling one young man many years ago. I told him, I said, this is the best time for you to reconcile with your father, because our God is a God of reconciliation. Just love him. He said, no. He said, where was he all these years? They abandoned us, my mom, when this other woman came into our lives. And today, I'm getting married. He never, no impute. Why should I call him? Why should that day be happy for him? But that is not the way that our God is. Our God is full of grace. You be like your heavenly Father. We imitate him. Imitate him. You can still forgive him. Make them happy. Hallelujah. How many of us know that God is good? If God is good to you, please put your hands together again and bless his name. If God has been kind to you, and God is an exemplary father to you, you will put your hands together and bless him. He forgiveth all thy iniquities. He healeth thee of all thy diseases.
That is the God you serve. Because if God were to hold your iniquities against you, I don't know how many people will stand. Can you stand? The Pope will not stand. General will say, I can't stand, I cannot stand. If God were to deal with us according to our iniquities. Blessed is the man that God has not imputed his right, sin upon him. But he's taken away the sin and imputed his righteousness in him. That is how we are blessed. Do you know what it means to wash your sins away? Do you know the power in the atonement? How God, because of his great love that he has for us, atoned for our sins. That is the God you serve. Hallelujah. Open your Bible to the book of Isaiah 53. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, King of Glory. Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 4. It says, surely, see what God did. God so loves us that he gave his only begotten son. It was love that propelled him. So just let me say love. God, love propelled God. Because it's full of love. One prayer we should try to pray every time was the prayer that Paul prayed. Say that you might be full with all the fullness of God. With the fullness of God. What is the fullness of God? Love. Love. Hallelujah. If your dad is late, you still have to speak to God about it and forgive him posthumously. Hallelujah. So he says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But see, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. By his stripes. Hallelujah. 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 So he says, by his stripes, we were healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we were healed. When you read this place, you see the atoning work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one thing I want you to see there, that healing is part and parcel of it. Amen. Have you seen it? Wounded for your transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he came to do this, to atone means to bring us in harmony with God. And then there are two very major components there. Number one is for our sins. And number two, for healing of our wounds. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And then with his stripes, we were healed. We were healed. Hallelujah. So, we see that it's not only saving you from sins, that the atoning work of Christ also contains
the healing of your wounds. It could be physical, it could be emotional. Where people are wounded emotionally, where people are wounded spiritually, where people suffer from physical injuries, it is contained in the atonement. Two things: your sins taken care of, and also the healing. And that is why you can see an unbeliever, for example, a stark unbeliever who is sick. You can ask him, please, can I pray with you? If he says yes, you pray with him, in the precious name of Jesus, be healed, and he receives his healing. He does not know Jesus. But do you know why? Because not only did Jesus pay for his sins, but also the atoning work of Jesus, we have healing. Healing did not come through the atonement. No, it is inside the atonement. And that is why when people come and, you know, sometimes I've seen people selling anointing oil. You know, a man came and did a crusade here in town. And it's so funny, I see many Christians run there. They were selling anointing oil for different diseases. Anointing oil for cancer, 25,000 naira. Anointing oil for brain damage, 30,000 naira. Anointing oil just, you know, like that. And then some people sometimes, they will say, probably you have to give money for them to heal you, to pray for healing. It's very unscriptural. You know why? The way God sees the forgiveness of sin is also the same way he sees the healing of your bodies. The two of them are incorporated in the atonement. That was why, remember the man that was let down by his friends, they broke the roof and then let him down. And then they are watching, you know, what would Jesus say? All the scribes who are very, you know, and the Pharisees and the scribes who are very legalistic. It's only one way. And he told him, he said, your sins are forgiven you. He said, who is it to forgive sins? You are waiting for him to check if he was going to heal him. But he did not only heal him, right? He said, which is easy? Is it to say your sins are forgiven you, or for you to say, rise up, walk, be healed, rise up and walk? He says that you might know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sin. He told the man who was there, told him, and thus declared. And he told him, thank you. He told him, rise up, take your bed. Rise up, walk, and take up your bed. And the man did the same thing. He did exactly what he said. What does it mean? It means that the forgiving, you know, of your sins, and also the healing of our bodies, our spirits, our mind, whatever it is, healing, before God, they are easy. And both of them are in the atonement. And let's look at the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. And then we'll pray. Thank you, King of Glory. Hallelujah. See what it says here. Second Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Rather, 1 Peter 2, 24. You see it there again. Let's read together. Who his own self bear what? In his own what? On the tree, that we
being dead to sin should live by whose two? Sin and healing. So the same way you can't pay. How many of us have paid for you to be saved? We brought out cash for you to be born again. The same way too, you don't pay for you to be healed, because the day, just in one atonement, both things were instituted: forgiveness of your sin and also the healing of your bodies or your mind or your emotions. Can somebody please help me say hallelujah? Can somebody please help me say hallelujah? So healing is the children's bread. It belongs to you. There are many streams of healing. Many. As we go through, you know, this healing covenant, we will see many dimensions. Many. About 8 or more, through the anointing oil, through mantle, through the prayer of faith. Many streams, many methods. Sometimes it could come through the deposit of the Spirit of God that is in you. Many. And God will help us when enter into these dimensions in Jesus' mighty name. And I see these two things happening in someone's life and experience. Hallelujah. So if you are here and not born again, He paid the price for you to be saved. So you give a life to Him, which is very, very important. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Can somebody please put your hands together and appreciate the King of Kings once more? Go ahead and put your hands together. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout the loudest. Hallelujah. It was very painful for Jesus. It wasn't easy. Please don't allow the pain that you went through be a waste in your life. That is taking the grace of God for granted, or taking the grace of God and wasting it in vain. If you are here, you are not born again. You don't know Jesus. When it's time for me to call out, please, wherever you are, lift up your hands, because He wants to have a personal relationship with you, and He paid the price. It was not easy. He was mad completely. If you read the book of Isaiah chapter 53, you will see what happened to Him. Completely. He was brutalized. His flesh mutilated. He paid the price for both. No wonder why the psalmist also captured it, David. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not His benefits. Who healeth thee of thy iniquities? Who forgiveth rather all thy iniquities? And healeth thee of all thy diseases too. You must be healed. Hallelujah. Because it belongs to you. In fact, He's done it completely. It's yours. So you must receive your healing in Jesus' mighty name. He paid the price. Open to the book of Psalm 129 from verse 3. Then we'll look at this and we'll pray. Thank you, King of Glory. See the price He paid here also. He said, the plowers, they plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Have you seen it there? When the plowers, as you see, the machine comes in to plow the ground, to till the ground, you see the ridges and then the furrows. That was exactly how the back of Jesus was. It's like putting, you know this machine that they use in plowing, right? Running it on his back for you. Paid the price. Very painful. Paid the price. What you saw in passion for Christ is not even extreme. Looks extreme, but I think it's even more than that. See what they say here: the plow has the blood upon my back, the dog my back. See farmers, the way they, you know, make ridges and furrows. So he paid the price. He ought not to be sick. Thank you, King of Glory. Hallelujah. You ought not to live a life that does not please God. Every man ought to be born again because he paid the price. Every man ought to be healed because he paid the price. Thank you. That is the atoning work of the Master because of his great love towards us. Hallelujah. This morning, wherever you are, we're going to pray. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus is wonderful. He's still healing people even today. I have a powerful testimony I want to share with us. Share it with the house. And then we'll pray. Thank you. I'm trusting God that many will be saved in this place. And also, healing will come to many homes, to many hearts, and also many bodies right here, and it's going to be instant in Jesus' mighty name. Let me share this testimony. Couldn't transfer this. So I'll read it. It says, thank you for the Sunday evening meeting and all that. Okay. Says, since this healing series started, I've received two specific healings. I've confirmed them and very sure. One of the things that we try to do here is not to stage manage anything. Whatsoever God has not done, let it remain undone until he does it. Because he will do it. Right? So we don't have to feign anything. Pay people to come and give false testimonies. Or bring them on cripple, on forth, you know, put people on chairs and all that. Or in coffins and all that. Whatever God cannot do, let it remain undone. But I know that God will do it. Because Christ paid the price for you. So most of the time we tell them, please be sure. When my son was healed of the congenital eye defect, he was there. Nobody even touched him. Just worshiping. Some of you know him. Some of you carried him when he was young. He's a big boy now. 17 years old. That healing happened here. And Mrs. Anokuru, you know, she was the one, she was principal of Premier School where they were going, you know, I was attending. She was also the one in charge of the children's department here in church. So every time if my son didn't have his glasses on, they will have to call. If he got the glasses broken, we must do one. At once, because he could not function without them. Sometimes he forgot his glasses, they have to call us, call me. Champion didn't forget his glasses, please bring it to school. He cannot function without them. They had to change where I was sitting, and so they put him in front so he could see the blackboard very well. And for many years, I did not know that my son suffered eye defect. I thought he was unserious in school. So one day, like an African father, I took a cane. I went to his school. He said, I understand you are not studying your book well. He was shivering. I want to beat you here today. His mom took him to the hospital. And they said,
has a problem with his eyes. Because every time he would just be doing his face this way. And he was there. He said, as he started to worship God, that is why worship is so key. Just worshiping God. He said, something like scales, two things like scales fell from his eyes. And then he saw the stage here. And then the stage adjusted. Then he could see well. So I was lying down when he was telling his mom the testimony. And my wife was so excited, jumped up and said, "Hey!" I said, "Please, Dario, please, don't tell anybody. Just keep quiet. Don't say anything to anybody. Let's confirm first. Because by the time we begin to call, praise the Lord, see what God has done. Praise the Lord, see what God has done." And they'll come and give testimony. After service, we have some doubting Thomas. He said, "I hope not." We say, "Where's the pastor's son? Please come in here. Pressmen, follow us. Let's go and check." And that is why sometimes when God heals someone instantly, many, many healings, some of them 8 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, eye defect. The guy with the eye defect, I was one that baptized him. I didn't even know it was part of baptism, workers training. The other guy was baptized him there, was there, baptism. I just saw him again. "Were you not the one that received your healing in church?" I was the one. In the name of the Father, the Son, I pushed him inside the water, baptized him very well. Very happy to baptize him. So you could see clearly, and I said, "Yes, check your eyes." Death from here. Strange things. A snake beat one of our brothers. And that time when I was ministering, God said, "Take him to the stage." For a different reason, I was thinking. Took him to the stage and prayed for him here. Anointing came upon him so seriously, he could not even move. They took him there, was just falling. Sometimes the ushers, please learn to leave them alone. You heard the testimony that the power of God came upon that woman and then started to walk. Sometimes it takes you home. And all of a sudden you see that thing is gone. Growth disappearing. Doctor's appointment canceling. So they wait and check. Check it well first. And God did it. So it says, so there was a Sunday healing service. I've confirmed them, and I'm very sure this happened several weeks ago. It says, the Lord said, "There was someone here. You had an accident some time ago. You have been healed, but the pain is still there." I was the one. "I've been having recurring spinal cord pains, especially in my lumbar cavity. From that Sunday, the pain has ceased." Hallelujah. I hope somebody put your hands together and thank God for that. This is what Jesus Christ is doing. He's done it. It's not me, it's Jesus. Hallelujah. See, he says, "From that Sunday, the pain has ceased. The second was the Wednesday you started the teaching on healing. The Lord says someone with some issues in his head has been healed." I was the one. "I live on pain reliever, especially Panadol. My head aches every time. As the word came that day, I stood up and moved." He says, "I was relieved. I couldn't come out because I don't want to be reminded of the accident." This brother was going through a lot. Sometimes people go through a lot, you don't even know. I remember the accident. I never knew he was going through all this. I never knew, because went to visit him. Lost some people there too in church. During the accident. And the pain. He says, "I live on drugs since the accident happened." How many years now? 4 years. But about 3 years. Can't talk about 3-4 years. So he's been taking drugs every day. He says, "I take depression drugs." That's responsible for what's happening to me. My weight, said, "My blood pressure was always high. I take supplement, trifactors for life, and stem cells. I can't sleep at night without those drugs." He says, "But now I've been waking up
without pains. I can now sit for 6 hours and be okay. My BP is okay. My temperature is normal. I confirm all that. This was about 2 weeks ago, last week. I don't need to go to see my consultant anymore because Jesus Christ has healed me. Please lift up your voice and just worship the Lord and just thank Him one more time. Go ahead and just bless the name of the Lord and give Him praise. Go ahead and give Him praise. Go ahead and give Him praise. Just worship the Lord. If you have pain in your body, just worship the Lord. If doctors have told you that this is incurable, just look unto the Lord. Go ahead and just thank Him and bless Him. If you are not saved, look unto the Lord for your sins to be forgiven. He's the one that heals us of our diseases. Thank you, King of Glory. Nabrodoski salati, bredeske salati. Nebrendoski satamanto nombrendeske fiata. Thank you, King of Glory. Praise and bless your name in the precious name of Jesus. Let us worship the Lord for a moment and then.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Highly favored.